Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
Hennessy points a gun at Garrett's forehead, and the poor dude's face turns white. To be honest, all of our faces do. Oh my God, Sirica goes. Oh my, literally, God. He pulls the trigger, and out pops a flame, which he uses to light the end of the foot-long Monte Cristo that's clamped between his teeth.
So what have we got?
He goes, putting the gun back in his top drawer. What we've got, Garrett goes, recovering his, I think it's a word, composure, is that your client's daughter burned our holiday home to the ground. Sirica is like, and we are so, so sorry about that, aren't we, Ross? I say nothing. Hennessy warned us in advance not to make any admission of liability. The dude holds up his hand to silence her while keeping his eyes fixed on Garrett.
And you want compensation, he goes. Is that right?
Claire from Bray, of all places, is straight in there then. She's like,
well, yes, but we'd also like an apology from Honor and also one from Ross.
I'm there. You're not getting a fucking apology. My daughter burned your caravan for a very good reason. She couldn't bear to spend a single night staycationing with you two saps, listening to him singing his stupid Crowded House songs. Claire's like,
he doesn't just sing Crowded House songs, defending her husband's honour. He does Counting Crows, Dave Matthews Band, Matchbox 20. We don't have to sit here and listen to this.
Don't lose it. It's what he wants, Garrett goes, putting his hand on top of hers. I notice that he has a dream catcher tattoo on the back of his wrist. It's like he does these things deliberately to make me hate him more. Claire is right. We came here today because we were told that you wanted to put things right, he goes. We'd like an apology from Honor and one from him.
What are you, 6 years old? Hennessy goes. That ain't on the table. My clients are offering to help you with the cost of replacing your caravan, and that offer is being made without prejudice.
Sirica can't help herself, of course. She's there.
Having said all of that, we've let Honor know that we're very, very disappointed with her behaviour.
I'm not, I go. I told her fair fox, and I'm standing by that analysis.
I want you to know that we didn't raise our daughter to be an arsonist, Sirica goes, and I hope you'll accept that her actions, in this case, don't represent who she truly is.
I said no admission of liability, Hennessy growls, banging the table with his fist. Let's just agree on a price and get out of here.
But Garrett is still struggling with the injustice of it. The idea that someone could do something like this and then just pay some money to walk away from it. What country did he grow up in? He goes, it's not a question of money. There should be some kind of consequences for what happened.
Hennessy smiles. He's there.
I get you. You want to feel like the good guys won and the bad guys lost.
Garrett's like, exactly.
Then move to fucking Sweden, Hennessy goes. Jesus, what country did you grow up in?
I'm there. That's exactly what I was thinking. Word for word. Can I just make the point? Garrett goes, that Ross has been hostile towards me from the very first moment I met him.
Hey, this isn't Versailles in 1919, Hennessy goes. No one here gives a shit about your hurt feelings. We're here to determine how much it will cost to replace your caravan. What have I said a figure? And that figure was 500 big ones.
500 euros? Claire goes. That wouldn't even pay for the clothes I lost in the fire.
I'm like, that's horseshit. You never wear anything good. Then Garrett goes, I also had a lot of my vinyl stored in there.
Vinyl, I go. Is it any wonder that I want to punch him in the face the same way I want my next breath?
Hennessy, strictly business, goes,
give me a figure then.
Claire's like, 70,000.
And I actually laugh. The neck on this girl. Bray, of course. Enough fucking said.
Guys, Sirica goes, we can't afford to give you 70,000 euros, obviously forgetting that my old man will be picking up the tab just like he picks up the tab for everything.
30, Hennessy goes. That's our final offer.
Garrett's like, 30 for the caravan and 10 for the vinyl. I'm there. Vinyl is for attention seekers. I said that to you the first time I ever fucking met you.
30 for the caravan, Hennessy goes. And that includes contents.
Garrett ends up losing it. He stands up. He's there. Maybe I'll just go to the guards and tell them what I know.
Hennessy reaches into his drawer and whips out his gun again. He points it at the dude. Garrett actually laughs.
You've already done that, he goes. It's not going to work a second time.
Hennessy goes,
the problem with my Glock 38 novelty cigarette lighter is that it looks just like my real Glock 38. You know, I can't even tell them apart. Susan, my secretary, she's always on at me to keep them in separate drawers. I mean, I can't remember the number of times I've gone to light a double Edmundo in here and shot a hole in the ceiling.
We all automatically look up and, yeah, no, the ceiling above his desk is riddled with bullet holes.
Oh, my God, Sirica goes.
I'm like, fucking hell.
Hennessy's there.
How many holes do you count, Ross?
And you can see why he charges $2,000 an hour. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He smiles at Garrett and goes,
you were saying about going to the guards.
Garrett is just like shaking. He's there. I'm not going to let you threaten me.
But Claire's like, it's $30,000, Garrett. Think of what we could do with that money. We could take on another chef and expand the menu of the restaurant. You were only saying yesterday how you'd love to do folk sardines and redacted olives and shell-shocked beetroot tartare.
Okay, Garrett goes, and you can nearly hear his knees knocking. We'll take the money.
And Hennessy's just like,
clever boy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.